So the last thing that we discussed was the Kisuya Dam, the covering of the blood from a shechted animal of a koi, of an animal, which we're not sure if it's a chaya or behemoth. If it's a chaya, then you are midoraisa chaya of two, mechasa as a dam, to cover the blood. If it's a behemoth, meaning a domesticated animal, then you are not obligated at all to cover the blood after the shechita, the blood that fell to the ground. So there's a big difference, right? And our question is, what if you shecht a koi on Yom Tov, what should you do? And do we say that the suffix of whether it might be a chayim, if a chayim in a Torah allows you to dig, which to get dirt to cover the blood, which is going to be a disturbance. So this is more of a hard, if you shecht to the animal, don't cover the blood, michal, let's say, b'di'isle askinan, doesn't that imply that you've got dirt and even so you shouldn't come blood? Elam Rabba, rather Rabba said, Ether Kira Mukhan Lavada, even Mukhan Safi. The Sefer Pantam and Loi, the Kavit Guva, Valenami Kavit Guma. Says the Gemara, Rabba said, rather, the ash in a Kira, which you can use to cover the blood, is only considered to be ready to be used if you have a real, if you have a definite need to cover blood. But if you're not sure, you may have an idea, may not, or otherwise, in other words, the case of doubt, then already it's not considered to be ready to cover the blood. Why? Because you might dig a little pit in the ash in the oven. If that's true, whether or not there's a suffix, whether or not there's an incident of doubt. Elik Rabbi Abba, rather, this must be similar to the opinion of Rabbi Abba, that this counts as damage to the kira, the oven. Right, and that's why it's a jarabotam. This is great. So it says, Vadai. Hachanami kira to Rabbi Abba, that's true. The case of Vadai, whether if you know it's a fire as well. Ella rather a suffix, my time, why is a case of death to be different? Dilma Avid Kasisha. Because you might break up the clumps of ash, which would be counted as grinding. It's deraisa. This is Gemara Ba'adainami. In the case where you're sure it's a chayin, you're sure you have to be mechased dam, you have to cover the blood, nigzar mishum kasisha. You'd still count this zera that you might grind, that you might break up wads of dirt, which is by grinding. Vadai Kika Avid Kasisha. But in the case of Vada, even if you do the Kasisha, even if you do an act of grinding, Ase, Ase, Vedachi, Lois, Ase. That's the Mrs. Ase, the positive commandment to cover the blood of an animal, which you shechted, will come and be doche, it will deflect basically. So Lois, Ase, the prohibition on grinding up this dirt. Right, this is part of a general rule called Ase Techeles Ase, a rule where if you have an Ase, a compulsive commandment, which clashes unavoidably with a negative commandment, a Leis Ase, then you fulfill the Ase and not the Leis Ase. And this is true even though in general we consider a Leis Ase, a Lav, to be more, a negative commandment, to be more stringent than an Ase. That is not true in this particular case, but in the case where they clash unavoidably. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Hacha, right? You're only going to say that an Ase, a positive commandment, overrides a negative commandment in a case where, at the same time as you fulfill, as you violate the negative commandment, you fill the positive commandment. Therefore, you can view this entire action as positive. However, in a case where, in the process of violating the negative, the prohibition, you do not, in fact, fulfill the positive commandment, how can you say, such a thing? It doesn't make any sense. Right? So in our case, when you break up wads of dirt, which is grinding in a Torah, right, then you haven't yet covered the blood, you cover the blood afterwards. You don't fulfill the positive commandment exactly the same time as you violate the prohibition. It should be noted there might be another reason why Ase Techeleses doesn't exist here. It might be because Ase Techeleses is usually not assumed to exist where the Mitzvah Leses said where the prohibition is in Mitzvah Karetz. So This is a Gemara Halakashi. This is not a problem. The Behali de Kosish ka mechse. This is a Gemara. No, we're talking about a case. That's not a reason why there wouldn't be acid. Let's say why. Because you can have a situation where you're breaking up the wads of dirt and the dirt full of, and you're doing it in such a way that the dirt falls directly onto the blood. So you're covering the blood at exactly the same time as you're violating the low class. That prohibition, that issue doesn't exist. This is more. So if you have to have acid, at least acid, you have to do acid. Well, Yom Tov is both an acid and a lois assay. The assay is because of tishbos. The pasuk says tishbos, you should rest in Yom Tov. And the lois assay is lois assay called by melech savada. You shouldn't do melech savada. You shouldn't do a trade on Yom Tov. Therefore, there's an assay and a lois assay. And an assay is not docha an assay and a lois assay because the assay is not enough to overcome another assay. It can only overcome a lois assay, and here we've got an assay and a lois assay together. Negative side. Elam Rava said, I have for a cure date levada ve'ein date l'safek. It's much simpler. When we say something's mukham, when we say something's ready to be used, we really mean that you designated it as being ready to be used for a certain purpose. The ash in a kira, in an oven, is only considered to be designated for use for vaday, for a case where you know you need to cover blood. You didn't think about a case where maybe you need to cover the blood and maybe you didn't. Therefore, you didn't designate it for that purpose. And therefore, it's not actually ready for that. This is Gemara Be'azir Rav HaTayman. This is similar to another statement of Rav HaDam Rav, because Rav said, Hichnis Afar Lech Tzeis Be'i Tzowa, Mutter Lech Tzeis Be'i Dam Tzipur Asar Lech Tzeis Be'i Tzowa. Right? This is similar to a statement of Rav. The Rav said, if you were to bring dust into the house so as to use it to cover excrement, which you found in the house, animal excrement, or human excrement, then you could use it to cover blood. But if you brought it into cover blood, you could not use it to cover animal excrement. Right? Basically, the point is that well, the situation, you're almost certain that there will be some sort of excrement from a baby, from an animal that you'll need to cover across Yom Tov. That's a vaday. The case of covering the blood is a case of suffering. Therefore, if you have a case of vaday, you over the course of Yom Tov, you might have to cover, you might not. That's a suffix. Therefore, if you designate the dust for the purpose of covering something which is only a suffix, then for sure a vaday case where you're going to have to cover, like covering the blood of an animal, where you for sure have to cover, is going to be permitted. However, the opposite case where you designate it for a case which is vaday, where right from the beginning of Yom Tov you knew you were going to check this animal, and therefore you knew for sure you were going to have to cover its blood. But that will not then allow you the dust for initial suffix for something that might have come up and might not have, like covering excrement. Right? Why would you need to cover excrement? Because it is, and this is very nice, it prohibited the daven or sakrishma or bracha, because it wasn't anything at all when you were either next to excrement or within sight of excrement. And therefore it is important to cover it up if you see some in your house now. These days, this doesn't really happen because we don't see excrement in our house. We see excrement in our toilets and we flush it. However, in those days, before the advent of modern toilets and plumbing, etc., so they would poo and they would take it out or cover it or whatever. So then this becomes a very lamaisa statement. Nahar belai amri nahar bel the nahar the poo from nahar. Right, they disagree. Rather, they say, even if you brought in the blood to cover the blood of a bird, which you right from the beginning were planning to shecht, right, you can use it to cover excrement. Right? Simplest explanation is that they are rejecting Rava, who said that if you prepared it for a case of suffix of doubt, then you cannot use it for a case of vadai, of certainty. If you prepare it for a case of certainty, you cannot then use it for a case of doubt. They're rejecting the same Rav and saying, no, if you prepared it, you prepared it. It doesn't matter for what case. Ami b'mar Rava, and in his Eretz Yisrael, it says something a little bit different. Pligi bar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina Rabbi Zeira. This actually was a disagreement between Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina bar Chama, sorry, and Rabbi Zeira. Chadamar koi hareu ketsoa. In Eretz Yisrael, they say this is actually a disagreement between Rabbi Yosi bar Chama and Rabbi Zeira. And some people say it was a disagreement between Rava, the son of Rav Yosef, and the son of Chama, and Rabbi Zeira. One said, Akoi, Kayari of Tsoa, Koi is like Tsoa, and Chadam Akoi, Koi Eino Tsoa, the case of a Sophic behemoth, Sophic Kaya. It's similar to the case of excrement. We're not sure if the excrement is to be. We're not sure if the excrement is going to come, it's going to need to be covered on Yom Tov. And some say, no, it's not like a koi is not like so. And even if you brought in dust to cover excrement, you cannot use it to cover the blood of a koi because. On the one hand, it's true you're not sure that a baby will defecate and therefore will require their excrement to be covered, but you're pretty sure it'll happen. You can't be certain. You're reasonably sure it'll happen. It comes to shechting a koi is really 50-50 suffix. You just don't know if it's a behemoth or a sapphire. Therefore, it's a much greater doubt in the case of the excrement. The amarava. This time we end up going, the Rava who the Amar Koi Harei Uketsoa. The Rava thinks that a Koi is similar to Tsoa because they're both cases of doubt, even though a Koi is a much more serious doubt than the case of whether a baby will in fact defecate. The Amar Rava, because Rava said, Hichnis Afar Lechaseis Ba Tsoa. Rava said that if you brought in dirt to cover excrement, Mutu Chaseis Ba Dam Tzipur, you can then use it to cover the blood of a bird. Dan Tzipor Aser Lachsois Betzoa this time. However, you brought in dirt to cover the blood of a bird, you may not use it to cover excrement. Right, therefore, you can see that he treats it as the defining issue is whether there is doubt versus whether there is certainty that you will need the dirt. He doesn't distinguish between different levels of doubt in any special fashion, therefore we can assume that he didn't distinguish between different levels of doubt at all. Okay, let's continue. Rami Brede Rav Yiva Amar Koi Hainu Taima Delim Achasinim Gzira Mishum Hataras Chelboi. Rami Baruch, the son of Rav Yiva, said that we don't cover the blood of a koi at all, because if you cover the blood of a koi, then you're essentially saying that a koi is a chaya, it's a non-domesticated animal, a wild animal, in which case the chaylev, the fats, all the fats of the koi are going to be permitted. As opposed to if it's a behemoth, then the chaylev is going to be forbidden, like any domesticated animal. Therefore, you don't want to cover the blood of a koi, because if you do that, you might come to eat the chaylev of a koi. Ihachi, if that's true, I feel bechol nami, that should be true whether or not it's Yom Tov. It shouldn't make a difference whether it's Yom Tov or not. It's a gemara bechol amri lenaker chatzir hutarech. On days that aren't Yom Tov, you'll say the reason why he's covering the blood with dirt is just to make his yard look a little bit neater so it doesn't have blood stains on the ground. In Yom Tov, you don't do that, you do it. You're clearly only doing it for the mitzvah, therefore you're treating koi as a chaya, as a non-domesticated animal, as not a behemoth. In your anchol, you don't necessarily assume that the fact that you're covering blood means that it's for sure a non-domesticated animal. It might just be you're trying to keep things neat. So the Gemara, shachat v'ash b'may gila mimar. What if you check the animal in a garbage dump, you know, at the place where it doesn't matter? If it's very messy, if there's blood all over the ground? So it says, bol li malich ma'ika lemimar. What if he just... He asks the Shaila, do I have to cover the blood of a koi? And they say, yes. And they probably assume based on it's a non-domesticated animal, and then he comes to eat the chaylev. Says, Ela, rather, Bechol inami maspaka, amelabanan zil, toreach, Torah v'chal z'biyonta v'mechbacha mi'amri l'rabanan zil Torah v'chasi. Right, basically, it's a case of the psychology of rabbis. Right? He'll say, a person might say to himself, on chol, the rabbi will say, just cover up, be machmir. Right? You hear it all the time, oh, if you lose, be machmir. On Yom Tov, where there's a real issue involved, they're not going to just say to you, be machmir. And therefore, he might have really he might have really assumed, based on a psak, to cover the blood of a koi with dirt, but a koi is a non-domesticated animal, and therefore the chaylev of a non-domesticated animal is permitted, and therefore the chaylev of a koi is permitted. However, a koi is really a sofek. We're not sure if it's a domesticated animal or not. And therefore, right, therefore you should not eat the chaylev. On chol, rabbis might really tell you just be machmir. On Shabbos, Yom Tov, rabbis won't tell you just be machmir. And therefore, you might really have thought that they were saying it was just a chaya, not it was a sofek. If on Yom Tov, they don't tell you to cover the blood with dirt. Tani Rabbi Zera taught, Loi koi vilvada rola fil shachat behema chaya va'oth v'niz arvul daman zeh zeh asarach ha-sayisai be-Yom Tov. This isn't true only for a koi, it's also true for any time where you shechted a behema, right, a domesticated animal, with a chaya, with a non-domesticated animal or a bird, and then the blood mixed together. I mean, you have the blood of something which is high, where you do have to cover blood, mixed with the blood which does not have to be covered, because the blood of the behemoth does not have to be covered. In such a case, you don't cover the blood on Yom Tov. And for this reason, right, because we're afraid that you might come to say the chaylev of the animal where the blood didn't have to be covered, and therefore the chaylev was forbidden, that chaylev is in fact permitted. Am Rabbi Yosi bar Yasinia. Rabbi Yosi bar Yasinia said, "Lo yishanu ala she'ein yachal achasayis b'dikira achas, aval yachal achasayis b'dikira achas muter." And this is only true. All of this discussion is only true if you really have to put a lot of effort into covering it. But if you can do it with one throw of the dirt, if you can cover the blood with one throw of the dirt, then already you've made to cover the blood on Yom Tov, no matter what. Pshita, says the Gemara, it's obvious. Maltim, what have you thought? Neither the kirachas, achas atzus state kiris kamashman. You might have thought that we would be making zera that if you have to do that, you should not even do one throw of dirt, because if you do one throw of dirt, you might come to do many throws of dirt, which would then create this suffix. Kamashman, we learn from this that no, there is no problem that really even that one throw of dirt is permitted. One throw of dirt doesn't give rise to all these cases where somebody might say the chaylev is permitted. More than one, when you're really making effort, people will really think the chaylev is permitted, and therefore you may not do that on Yom Tov. Shkoyach, gentlemen, we'll continue, please, God, tomorrow.